we're busy with the discussion on the angels, and today we look at the status of some of the angels that we know of, Ecclesia. You know that the most senior angel is Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that this Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ, and the Ruh, the trustworthy spirit, had brought it down. So the title of Jibreel alayhi salam is Ruhul Amin. Not just Ruh, but the Ruhul Amin, the trustworthy spirit who has brought it down onto your heart, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is the most distinguished among the angels. He's, so to say, the leader of all the angels. And he's one of his primary functions, that is one of his primary functions, was to bring down revelation to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was the link between Allah and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He brought the Quran down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam over a period of 23 years. So the most, the leader of the malaika is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also has a relationship with us. And that is the hadith that says that Allah instructs Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Jibreel, I love so and so. You also love him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then loves him. That could be anyone seated here. Jibreel alayhi salam, all he needs to know is that Allah loves you. And Allah says, I love you, O Jibreel, love him also. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then loves that person. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announces to the malaika that, O malaika, Allah loves this person. He has instructed me to love him. You also love him. And we know the number of angels. You know, in today's equivalent, you have in the digital world, your likes, how many thousand likes? Imagine the malaika, how many billions of a malaika saying, we love, not like you, we love you, at the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salam has a special relationship with us. And inshallah, we be among those people, he takes our name in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Jibreel alayhi salam comes down whenever there are gatherings of the deen like this, and where Allah and His Rasul are mentioned, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down and sends his, the mercy of Allah. And then he mentions us by name in the assembly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I had passed so-and-so, such-and-such locality, and these were the people who were engaged in making, remembering you, O Allah. So again, Jibreel alayhi salam actually knows us. He knows us by name. And inshallah, despite our weakness, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would take our name and mention it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salam is also, so that's the glad tidings of in terms of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then you have another archangel, and that is Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam. Mikael alayhi salam is entrusted with the rizq of Allah's creatures. He dispenses rizq to the creatures of Allah. He is assigned the task of bringing down the rain. He is assigned the task of causing vegetation to grow. And his role underscores the belief that our rizq is divinely decreed. So Allah decrees our rizq, and it is his function, Mikail alayhi salam, as you know, to ensure that that rizq that is decreed for us reaches us. So there's a whole divine scheme. You don't earn your bread just by chance. Your bread, your sustenance is decreed by Allah. And Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam ensures that that sustenance gets to you. So likewise, rain doesn't fall, Allah says, illa biqadarin ma'lum. You see rain falling, Allah says it falls in a specific measure, in a specific quantity, decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mikail is the angel that is responsible for ensuring that rain falls in the quantity that is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or vegetation grows in the quantity that is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the second angel. The third angel we know is Israfil, the angel who is in charge of blowing the trumpet on the day of judgment. Although the Quran does not mention Israfil alayhi salam by name, the ahadith clearly refers to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said he has already lifted the trumpet and is waiting for the instruction of Allah to blow it for the last day to take place. It shows how close we are to end of time. And then you have Israel alayhi salam, commonly known as the angel of death. And he is responsible for extracting the ruh, the arwah, from the bodies of human beings. And so these are the four major or senior or leading malaika from the group of millions or billions of angels that are present. With regards to Mikail, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to for Mi'raj, and he met and he saw Mikail alayhi salam, and he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, qala li Jibreel mali lam ara Mikail dahikan qattu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, why have I not seen Mikail smile ever? I haven't seen him smiling. فَقَالَ مَا ضَحِكَ. So Jibreel alayhi salam explains to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, مَا ضَحِكَ Mikail مُنْذُ خُلِقَتِ النَّارِ. He says, Mikail has never smiled since the time that the fire of hell was created. Since Jahannam was created, that had wiped off the smile of Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah.